From VOA News, I'm Frances Alonzo. One of the challenges facing the field of medicine today is that early versions of bone implants last about 10 years. Scientists are working to find bone replacement materials that last many years longer. Italian scientists have developed a new procedure that turns blocks of wood into artificial bones. The goal is to eventually implant them into humans. To discuss this issue, we have Simone Sprio, a researcher at the Institute of Science and Technology of Ceramic Materials in Italy. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, I can tell you honestly, the idea of wood being used to replace bone is quite surprising and takes a little getting used to. So why use wood instead of other materials?
A bone substitute must have a chemical behavior like the one of bone. And to transform these wood implants into inorganic bone substitutes, we selected some woods presenting the relevant porosities and relevant structure to simulate one of the bones, and we applied a sequence of treatments to transform this wood into hydroxyapatite, which is the material forming the inorganic part of bone.
Can you explain the process in which you do this?
The process, in short, is in five steps. In practice, we have firstly to transform the wood into an inorganic material from where to start. And we transform it into carbon. Starting from carbon, we successfully transformed the carbon into calcium carbide, firstly, calcium oxide, calcium carbonate, and finally, by treating the piece in presence of phosphate ions, we transform the calcium carbonate into calcium phosphate. And we set up all the steps of this process in order to maintain the microstructure of the original wood, to have a material made only of hydroxyapatite. A material made of hydroxyapatite is the most similar to the one of wood, so the cell will recognize it as it is bone.
This final material, once it goes through the process, can it be fashioned into any particular shape that you need?
Yes, we actually shape the material before transformation.
How long does this new bone last? How many years?
Our intention is to prepare a scaffold which lasts forever. So our intention is to prepare bone substitutes which are able to be resorbed by the bone cells. So we have a bone substitute which has the same chemical composition of the bone, so to simulate completely. In this way, if the cell are able to completely digest and progressively reform the new bone, in theory, this bone substitute will disappear, leave in place to the new bone. We hope that this material can last for all the life because they are replaced by new bone.
Now, from the block of wood, how long does that process take to the point that you can implant that into a body?
The synthesis take more or less a week. After the synthesis, we have to sterilize the piece, and in theory, after sterilization, it can be implanted.
Is it expensive? Do you think it could be cost-effective for someone to do this?
Actually, it is cost-effective because the reactants we use to prepare these materials are very cheap.
How much is it?
Maybe 1,000 euro. To be a very complex process, it is not expensive, and also it does not impact on the environment because we use not toxic reactants to produce this material, and the electrical power we need to produce it is not huge.
Simone Sprio, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Simone Sprio is a researcher at the Institute of Science and Technology of Ceramic Materials in Italy. The study on this development is published in the Royal Society of Chemistry Journal. I'm Frances Alonzo, VOA News, Washington.